Blog Talk Radio.
Oh, you motherfucker. Okay. All right.
Blue Magic, that's a brand name. Like Pepsi, that's a brand name. I stand behind it, I guarantee it. They know that, even if they don't know me any more than they know the chairman of General Mills.
What the fuck are you talking about?
What I'm
bro?
Talking about is when you chop my dope down, 1, 2, 3, 4, 5%, and then you call it Blue Magic, that is trademark infringement. You understand what I'm saying?
Trademark.
All right. Hey, y'all. It's your girl, D. Scott, and it's definitely Tell the Truth Tuesday. So I'm going to make this short and sweet. So last night I want to thank the gentleman that called in. You know, I always love to hear from black men and women as well as white men and white women. When you have something to say and you have some evidence to back up what you're saying. So we had a gentleman calling from the UK. And then we had another gentleman calling from California. So sometimes I don't take calls because I'm on a roll, but last night I'm glad that I did. So today I want to talk about a conversation that was had on my social media today. And, you know, I'm a little bit different on Facebook than I am on my Instagram and on my Twitter and, you know, Snapchat, of course, because my family is on Facebook. So if you know me on Facebook, then that's actually my maiden name, you know, D. Scott. And you know me, 9 out of 10 times you know me personally. And so here is a conversation that was had today. So one of the kids that I actually went to high school with, really nice-looking white guy, green eyes, you know, nice-looking guy. I saw him not that long ago. He recently just got married, you know. And I'm not saying I thought we were friends. I'm not going to say that. But we all went to high school together. But I graduated high school in the 90s when to date a white girl was like a big deal. You know, if a white girl dated a black guy, it was like a big deal. You know, I live in a very, you know, pretty much segregated town. Well, did. We're also a bordering town to Canada. So he had made a post, and this is, you know, and y'all will hear me say this frequently. This is why I hate black people. Sometimes I do hate black people. So this black guy gets on, and this particular gentleman, this white guy I went to school with, posts a video of a black man eating fried chicken, no less, the drum, and saying, you know, if y'all talking about y'all want to go back to Africa, go, because in Africa they ain't got no welfare. In Africa, they ain't have this. In Africa, they ain't got no doctors. In Africa, they ain't got this fried chicken. In Africa, they ain't got no health care, no welfare, no this, no that. Now, I was more offended at the black man and just the tone. Let me just tell you what white people don't understand. Your racism becomes completely evident when you post shit like that, because all the people in the comments were white saying, oh, my God, he's hilarious. And I'm going to tell you what I said about that later on. So I, you know, because I consider this somebody that I know personally, I said, you know, I see where the video was supposed to be funny, but it wasn't, you know. And he goes in, you know, this guy that I went to high school with, and he says, I'm going to quote because I don't want to misquote anyone, and I'm going to tell you what I said because I did not come here to play. So he makes the comment, and just so y'all know, I Snapchat every motherfucking thing. You'll be hard-pressed to try to go back and clean some shit up because I'm very deliberate in what I say. I'm very clear in what I say, and I don't play them types of games. So he types, here it is. Well, so, because I'm offended more by what the guy said than, you know what I'm saying, than what he said. I'm just finding it funny that you decided that you wanted to post that, and you're saying, you know, that you agree with this black guy, who is clearly what I would call a coon. So he says, let me be clear on something. No. He says, I posted this and did not realize I forgot to post a comment. This goes for every race, color, and creed. If you don't like America, then move home if you think it's better. Everyone moves here because of the opportunities that America gives you. That's all I'm saying. It's what is going on right now, bad and horrible yes it is, and I hope it can be fixed. Like the pledge say, I pledge allegiance to the flag of the United States of America. United is what we need to be and stop all this violence and rise up against the government who wants to see us fight one another instead of them. So you can take my post, share the way you want it, but I know what I'm saying. Now, y'all know it did not go well with your girl here. So I said, first off, watch your tone. I know you personally. My home is the 716. We did not move here. We were stolen and brought here. Your ancestors actually took this country from Native Americans, so you can move back home and give the natives back their land. My issue was actually with the guy in the video. Africa isn't just huts, tribes, and he's being a stereotypical coon eating fried chicken. Perhaps if he added watermelon to the video, it would still not have been funny. We don't identify as Americans. We identify as races. And instead of me postponing, reposting propaganda, I actually write books and have a show where we discuss how poorly America looks because we can't unite. And other countries see this, and it's embarrassing, period. Okay? And that is evidenced by the gentleman that was on my show last night. So I just, you know, because I'm who I am, decided to take it just a little step further. And his last name is Novak. And I said, know your history before you tell anybody to go back to their country. Novak, Wikipedia's definition, in Serbo-Croatian, Slavic, Novak in Hungarian, Czech, and Slovak, Nowak in German and Polish is a Slavic name, both used as a given name and surname derived from the word new, e.g. Polish, Nawi, Czech, Navi, Serbo-Croatian, Novo, meaning something similar to new man, newcomer, or stranger in English. This name is often given to someone who came to a new city or a convert to Christianity. Okay? Don't tell me, he's, you know, to go back home. You go back home. So he says, I know where I come from. I don't need to be told that. Plus, I don't bitch about where I live at either, but thanks for sharing that with me. I said, I don't bitch about it either, so don't tell me to go home when I've been home. And this is the part that you guys don't understand. You know, when you have, you know, and I spoke about the black police officer yesterday that was like, if you don't commit any crimes, you don't have to worry about, you know, being policed. If you don't do this and you don't do that. No, I could just wake up the wrong shade today and I could be killed. You know, just like white people can wake up and be poor and be killed. It's an abuse of power. To me, it's never been a racial thing. It's an abuse of power. Talk about the Stanford prison experiment for the last 20 years. Y'all don't listen to me. Y'all want to, you know, think that it's something else. It's an abuse of power. Because let's be clear. No one is talking about it, but I will. There are black cops that are killing black people, too. Okay? Go look at who just got freed on the Eric Garner case. Okay, so it's not enough just to protest or just to talk about something or to be explosive. You have to have evidence that supports what the fuck you're saying, or else you're going to look like a goddamn fool. And I said, try being informed instead of just opinionated. Okay, so what people have to understand is that people... You guys are responding to a bunch of racial propaganda. You're reposting it. And like I told him, I said, this guy is the black equivalent to me as Honey Boo Boo's parents to you. It's embarrassing. So to see you post that and to see white people, you literally want us to stay eating fried chicken and watermelon and shit like that, and that's not what's happening. And let me just say kudos to Judge Hatchett, because you know you done fucked up as law enforcement when you have Judge Hatchett about to represent Philando Castile's family in the suit. And yes, he was the cop was charged with homicide. Okay, I also had to remind Latinas and Latinos today, you're still a nigga. Okay, I had to remind them of this, and it was reposted a million and one times too, because I said the reason we don't hashtag Latino Lives Matter is because somewhere along the line y'all forgot you were black. Okay, you forgot you were black. You really did. And I put, tell the truth Tuesday, Puerto Rican equals nigger, Cuban equals nigger, Colombian equals nigger, Peruvian equals nigger, Dominican equals nigger, Mexican equals nigger, and sometimes wetback, Salvadorian equals nigger, Ecuadorian, nigger. Venezuelan, nigger. Belizean, nigger. Honduran, nigger. I said, when they hate you, this is what they see. Don't get to feeling special because you called ICE arroz. You can't. You can't think that. And then I also said that I deleted people on my pages that were doing nothing but posting makeup tutorials and about their food this week, because if the phrases, quote-unquote, black sniper, five cops murdered, Alton Sterling, Philando Castile, or man found hung in Atlanta didn't make you cringe, fuck you. Go put your makeup on and eat your processed food and pray you don't become a hashtag. I also posted the reason that I don't hashtag Black Lives Matter is because I shouldn't have to tell you that. You know, it should be really self-evident. At this point, I would also like to thank my new listeners and my new followers. If you go on Instagram, which my Instagram is at miss.d.scott, the photo that I posted of Leisha Evans is now up to 900 likes. And if you click on the hashtag Leisha Evans, my photo and what I wrote about her, I'm going to need Coretta Scott if I'm going to be king, is actually the number two pick in the country. It's the top post. It's been in the top three since I posted it. So it's just nice to know that my words are meaning something to somebody else, because I've been awake. Some of y'all are just now waking up, but I've been awake. You know what I mean? So I feel like, you know, finally my work is paying off. You know, finally my words are starting to have some resonance to you. Finally, you're starting to see that it's not about, you can't have peace without a little bit of war. Okay? You can't. Somebody has to fight for something in order for us to, you know, have to come together. And like I said before, thank you to the gentleman that called my show last night, because I keep trying to tell y'all that when we go to other countries, I'm embarrassed, right? Because the first thing that we'll say is, you know, well, where are you from? Well, you know, I'm from Niagara Falls, but my mom is this and my dad is black. No, you're just American. Just say that. And it's embarrassing that other countries are looking at us as a target, you know, as a target. You know, you guys will go to war and kill people that have done nothing to you personally. Then you'll come back and you'll kill your own. That's whites too. Let's be clear. Yeah, everybody always wants to post that stat about black-on-black violence. Check your white-on-white violence too. Because when Jim Bob and them fighting over there in the trailer park, black people ain't living in the trailer park. So I know one black person that lived in the trailer park. That's a fact. But I don't stereotype people like that, right? So when you look at that, so our violence on one-on-one, because it's all numbers, then why is it that more black people are in prison than white people? That's a judicial issue. That has nothing to do, and that should show you that racism still exists. You know, and if you've learned nothing from any of the shows that I do, please remember this. If you go and you watch, and I watch a lot of documentaries, but if you go and you watch Higher Learning, okay, that Spike Lee did, and you watch the transformation of Remy from just a regular white kid into this supreme white supremacist killing people on a student campus, that is a mental illness issue, yes. It is abuse because you have a parent that was biased in the first place. So if we raised our black children like that and they went to a white campus and opened fire and killed a bunch of white kids, because just not that long ago, weren't people afraid to send their kids to school because there was a white guy that was saying that the Klan was going to march on a school? But nobody said anything about that. So don't be so surprised when you have a black sniper, two words we've not heard since the D.C. sniper, go into downtown and ambush y'all. Okay? Black people don't make up the serial killer population. Black people make up like 13% of it, okay? 90-something percent. I'm sorry, not even 13%. We don't even make up 10%. But white people, if I'm not mistaken, make up 93% of the serial killer population, okay? So you guys have to really, I mean, we could all stereotype each other, or we could all just try to unite so that we don't look fucking embarrassing to the rest of the fucking world. We were supposed to be the United States of America, okay? Always remember that. And another thing, don't come for me unless I send for you, okay? You can't post shit and think that I'm not going to say it. I saw that LGBT community. I saw your silence as well in some of this. I saw that, duly noted.